breath, questions, perceptions, and practice ideas. What if this was the first time noticing breath? What is more important than breath in this moment? What effects are the breath having right now on any and all levels you have access to inside and out? How is your relationship with your breath? What is the relationship between light and breath? Instead of us being mindful of the breath, what about the breath being mindful of us and of mindfulness itself? What is the difference between the experience I think I'm having and the experience my breath is having? Can your breath be stopped? How might a true, authentic admiration for breath help? What if the breath was allowed, permitted, to consciously assist with anything and everything? How might focusing on and even seeking pleasure within the breath be helpful, wise, and skillful? Can you trust that simple bare awareness of breathing is sufficient and enough? When waking back up to the breath, ask, was what took me away pleasant or unpleasant? And whatever is woken back up to, is it mental or physical? Who or what controls the breath and how? Can breath be seen, looked at, or focused upon as a tangible, visible object in the mind's eye? When conscious of breath, what of the breath still remains unconscious? How does breath want to be known? Perceptions. Four advantages of breath as meditation object. 1, always available. 2, in the here and now. 3, breath is dynamic, so it's easier to focus on. 4, the minimal emotional charge helps the body and mind settle. There's a saying in mindfulness, if you want to go from point A to B, fully inhabit A, being fully here with experience. Breathing grounds and centers us in a relaxed yet alert continuity of attention in the present moment. Instead of jumping out into the river of life to fight the rapids, or getting scared by the rapids, or getting swept away by them, let breathing be like being on a big, stable boat in the river of life. This is dangerous, though, causing flooding while the river of life wants to keep flowing. This continuity of life experience to be and stay in the present moment can be experienced in various worldly ways. In heightened states of fear, like mountain climbing, or intense demands on attention like performing surgery, playing tennis, or absorption into books and movies. Meditation doesn't naturally engage fear, entertainment, or interest, so we develop this capacity to stay with experience without relying on something external as impetus. Continuity of attention comes from 1, relaxation. Tension can be fuel for a wandering mind. 2, dedication. Engaging or intentional faculty. 3, strength and mindfulness. 4, heightened awareness to know when the mind wanders off. Initially takes a lot of effort, but eventually this habit can allow the mind to be more at peace. 5, familiarity of what it feels like to be with the breathing, so we know what it feels like when we wander off, noticing a kind of loss of intimacy with parts of ourselves. How breath can cultivate continuity of attention. Inviting the body and breath to relax, especially in the belly, allows greater observation of breath's variations. Like petting a cat, not continuously, but stroking intermittently from head to tail until it's purring. Counting breath, initially to learn this technique and if needed, then let go of counting. Labeling the in and out breaths. In for the in breath, out for the out breath. Frozen breathing or held breathing is kind of like glue for attachment. Breath psychology. One Italian word for breathing, respirare, gives us the words breathing and spiritual. We also have respiration, inspiration, a gas company called Spire Conspiracy, which the roots of the word mean to breathe together. And in psychology, psycho is of the mind, and another meaning for psycho is breathing. Within the breath itself, notice changes, emotions, attitudes in psychology. Notice where the mind wanders off. Maybe there's fear around the end of an out breath, not wanting to let go fully and wanting to control, wanting to get to the in breath. Maybe there's reluctance to breathe out because of a tendency to hold on to things and not wanting to give things away. Maybe there's reluctance to breathe in if the world feels oppressive, not wanting to take on any more burdens, oppression, or work. All this diminishes, though, with the continuity of courageously breathing through it all, and by doing so without interfering with the breath, thus resulting in support for freedom. Breath as a gauge. Mindfulness of breathing is like putting a stick in a stream that you can't tell if it's moving or not. This then shows the ripples and currents of our lives and how busy and maybe how out of control the mind is. Not that it's wrong, it just gives a reference point to see how strong the tendency is to be pulled into thinking, our concerns and emotions. The challenge to stay with the breath is like a mirror for what's going on with the mind that makes it so challenging to stay with breathing. The mirror of breath also allows us to see ourselves and the subtlety of what's occurring inside and out, like a gauge of our internal and external world. Mindfulness of breathing works even when it doesn't work by showing you what's taking attention away from the breath. Miscellaneous perceptions. But whomever develops mindfulness of death, thinking, oh, that I might live for the interval that it takes to swallow, having chewed up one morsel of food, that I might live for the interval that it takes to breathe out after breathing in, or that I might live for the interval that it takes to breathe in after breathing out, they are said to dwell here. What if each and every moment of each and every in-breath and out-breath was and is happening like your life depends on it? What if it was way more of an emergency situation than any ICU or any end-of-the-world event depicted in movies? Because this is the way it is, this one half-breath, and life ceases. But we're often oblivious to this mostly continuously. Breathing in, life-giving nourishment. Breathing out, a relaxing release of that which is no longer needed. Breathing in is allowing. Breathing out is an offering. In life, we must give breath to receive breath, and vice versa. Each breath is different. Inhabit the breath. Occupy the breath. The breath is centeredness itself, and you are the breath, remembering your true nature. As you breathe, let the experience not be a person connecting to something called breath, but the breath being itself in momentary form. Eliminate any degree of label suggesting something is connecting with something else called breath. Instead, just let it all be breath, remembering and realizing itself. When it is all the breath appearing as the phenomenon of people, places, and things, there is no longer anyone who is or isn't sleeping. Instead, just let it all be breath, remembering and realizing itself. Practice ideas, active, passive, and otherwise. Some established breath practices, including many types of pranayama and breathing methods. Buteyko method, lion's breath, breath of fire, three-part breathing, alternate nostril breathing, bellows breath, ujjayi breath, 4-7-8 breathing, roll breathing, samavritti are equal breathing, abdominal and diaphragmatic breathing, box breathing, pursed lip breathing, humming bee breath, Shifu Jiru's 5 Qigong breathing exercises. These exercises sync with breath, act as an aid to increasing breath awareness, particularly helpful before more extended, formal, breath-centric meditation. What's shown in the video version of this presentation is a very inaccurate representation. It's been heavily edited, sped up, and is without sound or instruction. Please check the description for a link to the full video and write-up. Fill the mind with the breath. Give complete, entire, continuous, full attention to breath. Invite thinking energy to soften, tune into the pleasure of the body, relax and let go into the breath. What is more pleasurable and easy to connect with, the in or the out breath? What small adjustments with the natural breath can be made for greater ease? Coast and surf the breath. Notice the effect on the body around the breath and invite other parts of the body to feel similar. Point your boat towards breath and let all else wash up against the boat. Notice the parts of breath where awareness wanes during the in-breath, out-breath, or pauses, then hold steady. Let go into the out-breath pause. Rest in the simple knowing of breath. 5 dimensions of breath: depth, resistance, rhythm, texture, energetic tone. 1, depth. How far throughout the body can breath be felt? 2, resistance. Does it feel like I'm doing all the work? Or does it feel like I'm being breathed, or somewhere in between? 3, rhythm. What's the felt sense of duration and timing of the in and out breaths and the pauses between them? 4, texture. Does the breath feel silky, grainy, lumpy, feathery, etc.? Energetic tone. Is breath relaxing, energizing? Without thinking, what's energy like in the body? Radiating? Frequencies? Vibrational? For potential external aids, investigate and research if occasional use of herbs acting on breath, like feverfew and mullein, are wise. This also goes for semi-precious air element stones like iolite and smoky quartz. Be kindly, continually, consciously, tenaciously, devoted and wholeheartedly dedicated to committing to an intimate, full awareness of breath. Commit to each breath and recommit after each breath, tuning in to recalling and amplifying the intention to stay with each half breath. And after straying, back to awareness of breath, and back to awareness of breath, etc., etc., with a balance of ease and effort. Breath bridging into awareness practice. Be aware of breath from breath. Are you then resting as the awareness, or are you the awareness that is aware? And what is the relationship to what is moving? Is awareness aware of itself? As awareness, are you aware of the rising movement and thought and feeling? And is awareness separate? What is it made of? When there's tendency to control breathing, bring awareness to that which is controlling breath. Then investigate the process of controlling breath and observe subtle movements of the ribs and spine. This concludes part 1.